Inside Mac.
For Friday, November 10th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. 500,000 served and going strong, tough sport, easy computing, and the MacBook Pro takes its seat among the elite. Reviews must be Apple's best friend lately because it seems that everyone sings its praises. This review is no different, as PC Mag recently gave the MacBook Pro a 4 out of 5 rating. PC Mag's Cisco Chang easily places it among the elite, stating, "I can confidently say that its excellent performance and features, tied to a very solid operating system, were well worth the wait." He goes on to say the new Core 2 Duo-equipped MacBook Pro has earned the Editor's Choice Award in the mainstream laptop arena. Since the debut of their films on iTunes in September, Disney reported today that they have sold close to 500,000 digital films, totaling about $4 million. Breaking it down just a little further, close to 9,000 films are downloaded through Apple's iTunes every day. That number is set to increase rapidly, as the number one animated film, Cars, was just recently released this week. And by the way, it is the number one most downloaded film on iTunes. And the other number one film, Pirates of the Caribbean or Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, will be available in December, but is currently available for pre-order. Disney told investors that it expects movie downloads to generate $50 million in revenue during the first year of its debut on iTunes. There are currently 75 Disney films that are available exclusively on the iTunes movie store, and the continued demand shows that the mouse has got luck on its side. By the way, approximately 12 million ABC TV programs have been purchased since October 2005 via iTunes downloads. Say what you want about Oprah, but sometimes she does really cool things for people in need. Case in point, during a recent show, she challenged the audience to spend $1,000 of her money, spend it charitably, and videotape it for a show to be taped on November 21st. Ovarian cancer survivor Kim Massetti happened to be there and decided to buy iPods for a few patients at the Moffitt Cancer Center and Research Institute. She and her husband found the local Apple store, bought every iPod they had, and walked into Moffitt's chemotherapy infusion center with a duffel bag carrying 10 iPod shuffles loaded with classical, jazz, and easy listening music. She never had chemo, but it was always a big fear for her, and she felt if people had an iPod to listen to some music and relax, maybe the time would go by faster. 62-year-old Anthony couldn't agree more. He said sitting in that chair sometimes for 6 or 7 hours, anything that's brought over to you helps. And chemotherapy patient Vicky Young said the gift means she won't have to lug her laptop to the center to listen to jazz anymore. Massetti was one of more than 300 studio audience members that Oprah challenged to pay it forward around the country. Free games, new Mac announcements, and $1,000, and all you have to do is check the website. Freeverse has promised their big week of new software announcements and free games all next week. Each day, starting on Monday, November 13th, the Mac developer and publisher will release a new title, give away a free Mac game, or make an announcement about a contest with a $1,000 grand prize. Visit freeverse.com. By the way, check out the Inside Mac radio show tomorrow, airing on News Talk 1220 KNTS San Francisco and the Edge AM 1550 WURP in Pittsburgh, and of course on iTunes to find out how you can get your hands on a free Mac app a day. Coming up, iPods help the medicine go down and big ego, small processor, when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. One of the most grueling sports in the world has turned to one of the easiest computer platforms for analyzing their game. A case study on Apple's website explains how Macs, running a Mac-only video-based analysis software called Sports Code, have helped trainers to deliver real-time and post-match analysis of player and team performance. How has the team fared since they began using the Mac software? The report said in 4 years, the club has a European Cup, has won the English Championship 3 times, as well as the Anglo-Welsh Power Gen Cup. The software is Mac-only because, as Sporttech's managing director Philip Jackson said so eloquently, Macs handle video better and faster than any other platform. A referee won't stop the game because a computer crashed. The report concentrates on the London Wasps, but all 4 rugby associations in the UK have turned to the Mac for performance issues. If you'd like to read more on that story, go to apple.com. Patients with sight problems in the UK will soon have an easier way to have up-to-date information about the medicine that has been prescribed to them. Currently, all medicines are shipped with patient information leaflets, also known as pills. But the Royal National Institute of the Blind Medicines Information Line has provided pills in a number of physical formats, including Braille and CDs. But soon these leaflets will be available as MP3 files, allowing patients to listen to information about medicines they've been prescribed using an iPod. The files will be distributed through their new website, X-Pill, and by the end of March of 2007, over 2,500 MP3s should be available. And for the last story of the week, for those of you who have so much money that you don't know how to spend it, here's a way to get $350,000 out of your wallet in a hurry. It's a notebook, not a Mac, but it does look like an old iBook with 470 flawless diamonds on its lid. The diamonds form a shape of a tulip, hence the name, the Tulip Ego Diamond. It's a 12.1-inch notebook powered by a single-core AMD Turin processor, and that's about it. But I'm sure you can take out the diamonds and make a nice necklace out of it. If $350,000 is too expensive for you, no worries. The company also has a more affordable Tulip laptop, and that will only cost you $5,000. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.